Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, we won't waste any time. Let's bring in the stars of the show, because you'd much rather listen to them than listen to me. So first, my man, Johnny B, well done. Already knocking out postseason wins in Major League Baseball. You had Guardians money line today. Crushed that one with a 2-1 win. You got 2 plays, Major League Baseball. Give it to us.
Yeah, my first play is going to be the Mets on the money line tonight against the Padres. So both these starters, Max Scherzer and Yu Darvish, are pretty excited in the playoffs. However, Yu Darvish's last playoff start was in 2020. Before that, it was 2017. He did pitch a quality start in that outing. Max Scherzer, however, has won a World Series in that time. He's pitched 13 straight postseason starts without allowing 3 earned runs or more. The Mets have the lineup advantage. They're ranked 10th. The Mets have the bullpen advantage, ranked 10th to the Padres, ranked 14th this season. The Mets also have the lineup advantage. They've been better than the Padres all season, ranked 3rd in the league against in weight on base average against righties. So the Mets ranked, or to the Padres, ranked 17th in the league in weight on base average. So I like the Mets in this first matchup. The second play, we're going to go with a prop here. We're going to go with Yu Darvish over 5.5 Ks in that game. So Darvish is going to strike out batters. I think even if he's getting hit, he's going to get his strikeouts. His outs are usually recorded via the strikeout. And he's made 9 straight starts over this prop, getting at least 6 strikeouts. So I think even if he gives up a few runs, he's going to pitch deep. He's going to probably pitch at least 6 innings and get this over Kate's.
There we go. Right. Yeah. And look, I'm with you, especially to game 1, right? Like, I mean, we saw in the Rays and the Guardians, like, not a lot of runs, and that thing moved fast. Like, pitchers were commanding for sure. And like you said, with Max Scherzer, if there's any son of a gun that I trust on the mound in the postseason, it is Max Scherzer for sure. He is a gamer, dude. All right, Maestro, coming over to you. You've got 2 plays in the NFL this weekend. The first one, you know I love it. Let it rip, buddy. What you got?
Yeah, 2 props, and I'll have a bunch more on Sunday. Cannot wait for NFL Week 5 to really get going after that debacle that we witnessed last night. Although we were very lucky to cash a prop in overtime, maybe made up for Nyheim Hines' props all going down early. We sincerely hope he's okay. On to the props. Matthew Stafford to throw a pick against the Cowboys. He's done it in 3 out of 4 games this year. 6 picks already, 5 of his last 6 going back to last year. And I think a lot of it comes down to when you throw it to Cooper Kupp every single time, you know, 19 targets against the 49ers. The other team can anticipate that. And that's what we saw with the 49ers safety taking that pick 6. But there were other balls that were available to get picked off that did not get picked off in that game. He was credited with more turnover worthy plays than just the 2 turnovers he had. He also had a fumble. So Matthew Stafford against a defense that had, you know, has 15 sacks, good pass rush, guys like Diggs, and a ball hawking secondary for the Cowboys that already have 4 picks. So I love this one. Stafford over a half at -125. And then Alvin Kamara, it's all because of the quarterback. Dalton is going to be the starter, and he will check it down. Jameis Winston does not like to check it down. He wants to attack deep all the time. That's how he plays, but Dalton will be happy to dunk it to Alvin Kamara, who has only been limited this week with the rib injury, but definitely will play. And Seahawks defense is historically bad, especially against the pass. He could get this in 1 catch. Again, there's an injury risk. You know, if he re-injures his ribs, we could lose this one. But I love it because I see Dalton really peppering him with at least 5 targets.
Yeah, that's a brilliant, brilliant call in regards to Andy Dalton, because that's exactly what he wants to do. Well done on that one. All right, and we have 1 site play today. Actually, the game is Saturday, but we're going to get it in today because you're going to see from Prague that these games are starting early. We're going to go the San Jose Sharks on the puck line +1.5 against the Nashville Predators, who, by the way, today, here's your trivia question. Which team scored the first goal of the 2022 NHL season? it is the Nashville Predators for sure. But we're going to go on the puck line with the Sharks plus 1.5. So John Bowman is on the Mets money line minus 145. Yu Darvish over 5.5 strikeouts at plus 100. The Maestro is on Matthew Stafford over 0.5 interception minus 125. And Alvin Kamara over 26.5 receiving yards minus 115. All right. We will be live at 4 p.m. Eastern today with the weekly NFL prop show featuring prop stars, Uncle Dave, and Sia Najad. I'll host that one, but those guys, you know how much fun that show is, so tune in 4 p.m. Eastern. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you later today. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.